Welcome back, Huskies. We have two special guests today. Can we get an introduction?
Hi, my name's Yamna.
My name's Toss. And we are very happy to be here.
We're both UConn seniors. I'm a marketing major.
I'm poli sci and econ. And yeah, we're just here to talk about our experiences.
Awesome.
Yeah, thank you guys for coming. What are we chatting about today?
We're talking about, you know, earlier, right, like imposter syndrome in college and, you know, what it's like kind of being here. I feel like sometimes it doesn't feel real, especially to me. Like, it's like a bubble away from real life.
Yeah, I agree with that.
The college bubble.
Yeah.
For context, we do have a few seniors in the room. Amaris, Tas, Yamna, and myself. We are all graduating this spring.
So how do you guys feel?
Oh, right into it.
It's scary. It's scary because it's like a big unknown. I feel like anyone who's ever been in like formal education, like you always know what's next. You always know after summer you're going to have another year. But like this time around, it's like, who knows what's after summer? Who knows what's happening in summer? But also at the same time, it's like such an exciting time because it's like the first time ever you kind of get to make your own choices. And there's so many growth opportunities.
I think that for me, especially like as like coming into college as a freshman, I knew like I had a close friend that was a senior, and like I used to think that she was like so much older than me or so much more put together, mature, whatever you want to call it. And like a real adult, that's what I used to say. Like, I'm 18, but I'm not a real adult yet. Now being that age, I'm a senior, I'm 22 years old, and I don't really think I feel like a real adult still, and I think that's okay. I think that's the biggest thing, is realizing that, well, yeah, everyone has their own journey and everything, and you got to kind of figure out everything at your own pace, and that it's okay to be where you are. And, you know, just because, like, they might seem to be whatever, like, people kind of, like, you know, people are getting everything together. Like, everyone is doing the same thing. Like, no one, you're not alone in that, you know. And as we graduate, I think it's really important to realize that, and that we all have things that we're looking forward to that are going to be great, you know, beyond school. Just because it's not in school doesn't mean it's not going to be great and fun and cool, you know.
Do you guys feel like all new people, like, compare, like, if you look back at your freshman self, do you feel like that was such a baby and now you've grown so much? Like, how do you feel now? As, like, a 22, 21-year-old?
It's, like, it's interesting because, like, I look back at myself and I was, like, who was I when I was 18? It was COVID. Yeah. So, like, I was at home, and I think about it, I'm, like, I had no idea what colleges were going to be like. I had no expectations. I just hoped I would make friends and I would fulfill all these goals of just, like, being someone else. And now I look back at it and I'm, like, you know, like, I wish I took it slower. I wish I was, like, I relished all the moments more. I was like, I am right here and I'm okay. I don't need to always keep looking to the future and wanting to be better. I think that's like the biggest regret for a lot of people. It's like kind of staying in the moment and being like, I am good where I am. How about you?
I'd say that I definitely am a lot different. I think that my mindset has expanded. Like my perspective on so many things has grown. I'm a lot more open to new things and a lot more open to new experiences, and I just want more out of life. I want to do more. I as a freshman, I was here, but it was during COVID, so it's very different than what it is now. And I think that I was very much in a like a high school mindset. Like all I knew was like my small hometown, and kind of coming beyond that, like come to a place where everything is so much bigger. And again, so we talk about that UConn bubble. But that bubble was a lot bigger than my hometown, my high school, and all that stuff. So, you know, it was baby steps, but eventually I got to a point now where, like, you know, I look different. Like, my jeans aren't as skinny, and I have different hair. I got my ears pierced, things like that that reflect, like, you know, like, change on the outside. But on the inside, I think, like, I want to travel more, like, genuinely, like, you know, I have a much greater appreciation for my family and my culture. I think I was definitely a lot more afraid to tap into that part of myself where, you know, most of the people I knew were, like, predominantly white in my hometown. And, you know, I didn't really get a chance to express my culture. I think meeting people here that, you know, have those similarities, I think it was better, and, like, I learned more about myself in that way, too. And I think that, you know, on the inside and out, like, there's so much that I feel like I have grown and I can still grow.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Well, how do you guys, like, feel being juniors going into senior year?
Well, I'm only a freshman, so I am new to all this. I still have a lot to grow from. Mm-hmm. So any advice is amazing, but how about you, juniors?
I definitely feel like I've grown a lot over the course of 2 years. I always feel like I have growth in the fall, even though my birthday is in the spring. It's really weird in that way.
Mm. Yeah, I kind of agree. I think that, you know, coming in as a freshman, my senior year was COVID, so it's the year following that, and I think I'm a completely different person than what I was, like, freshman year. I think more mentally, and I think, you know, being here at UConn has just expanded my knowledge and also my experiences as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask, so as a freshman, how has your experience been so far? Like, how do you like UConn? And kind of like listening to us talk, like, how does that make you feel as a freshman?
Yeah. It makes me look forward to senior year. I mean, obviously it's going to be really stressful, but I feel like from my time now to then, I'm going to learn so much, and I feel like I'm going to be such a better person than I feel like I already am. And yeah, I'm excited to learn more in classes about life, about everything, and I can't wait to progress myself.
I feel like you're at a point right now where everything is so new, mm-hmm. and unfamiliar. And then whereas with seniors, it's like we're used to this. It's become a habit.
Yeah.
We're almost ready for the next thing. But the next thing is almost being a freshman again, in the sense that we're going to be new at our jobs or new at another school, going to grad school. So
mm-hmm. That's a good
we're
going to
go through the next cycle of newness again. Like, we're going to be freshmen all over again in 6 short months.
I was going to ask, like, what do you guys have any plans at the moment of what you're going to be doing post-grad? I feel like that's such a scary question, but any ideas?
Well, like, hopefully I'll be working a job if I can score a job. I want to live at home for a couple of months. Like, for me, like, I'm so scared about being broke and, like, you know, going through, like, obviously we're going to graduate. A lot of people have student loans. It's hard. And I feel like I have the opportunity to stay at home, so I want to for a little bit, save up as much money as I can, and then we'll see where life takes me.
I have applied to law school. I want to be a lawyer, and I've gotten a few responses from some schools. I'm still waiting on some, so ideally I go to law school, but, you know, my plan is that it depends on what school. I definitely have some that I favor over others. And, you know, depending on that, I'll either go to law school or take a gap year, work some, and then reapply if I don't like the schools that I'm, you know, have a chance with. So, yeah, that's what I got going on.
What type of law do you want to do?
So I want to work in intellectual property law, but more specifically with technology law. So that's more like... It's more new, especially, but like it's been like growing exponentially basically because of like AI and everything like that. So what I want to work in has to do with like data privacy. Like, you got Instagram and like all the ads happen to be about things you are interested in. Why is that? Mm-hmm. So something like that's one example. But yeah, it's like data privacy and like antitrust with like big companies and how they use our data. And AI law, like that's kind of what I want to work with.
What information or advice would you relay to freshmen as a senior?
Well, as a senior, I don't know exactly what life is going to be like afterwards. And I think that's perfectly normal. I feel like a lot of people have an expectation on you and like you're supposed to be doing this and XYZ. And I think that's, you know, in life and growing up, like, you constantly compare yourself to other people and you start to realize that it doesn't matter as much to compare yourself because everybody is on their own journey. And I think that's important to really take that into consideration.
Mm-hmm. Agree. I think embracing the uncertainty too.
Yeah. Do you mind me asking what you think your journey is going to end up looking like?
Honestly, I have no clue. I'm a communications major. Mm-hmm. I love meeting people, getting to know about people's experiences in their lives. I'm also very creative, but I have literally no idea. And I think that's perfectly normal as a senior or even like as a graduate student. I think not knowing like where you're going to end up.
I agree.
I think our 20s are like the highlight of our lives, and it's like the time of a life where like you know the least about yourself and you know the least about your future and your past, and there's almost, like you were saying, there's almost comfort in it because when else are you going to be able to be like that? You know, when you're like growing up, you kind of have this path you're supposed to follow. You're going to go to middle school, you're going to go to high school, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. You get to college, you all of a sudden have a plethora of majors that you can choose from. Who knows if that's what you really like, if that's what you really want. You kind of pick your future early on, and then I feel like once you graduate, that's your time to like really hone on into your skills. Like for instance, like I'm in the School of Business, and one of the things I've learned is like you really don't need a marketing degree to be in marketing. You don't need a specific degree to do many things. It's mostly about what you love and what you're passionate about and how you want to follow that into.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree. I think that the idea of just, you know, it is okay to be where you are, no matter what that is. Like, you know, when you're graduating, like, not everyone is going to be in the same place. Not everyone's going to have a job. Not everyone's going to know what they want. And it's okay to have a plan. It's good to have a plan. But you never know what can happen. And a plan can just, you know, disappear instantly. Like, you could just not work anymore. And, you know, I think that's the thing. It's just, like, everyone is so focused on where they're going to be, like next year. But you don't really... It doesn't really matter in the next 5 years where you were in the next, you know what I mean? Like, it's so, you know, you just have to be, you're okay with where you are, and that's, you just have to be accepting of that. And I think that, you know, you do what you can to make the best of your situation, whatever it is, and do what you want, do what you love, do what makes you happy. And I think that's the most important thing, because in 5 years, you'd be in this place that you never thought you could be, or you could be somewhere you never, you know, like wanted to be before, but now you do. Like, you just kind of got to be open to the experience, I think.
I definitely agree. I think it's okay to be lost. It's okay to not know what you're doing in a certain time period. And I think it's okay to also search for purpose and meaning no matter where you are in life.
Yeah, like, I've told all of this, but like when interviewers will ask me like, where would you see yourself? Like, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? I'm always like I just hope I'm in a place where I look back at myself and I say that I've grown as a human being. Like, I've taken skills upon myself, stuff that I never knew before. And like, I feel like that's like the biggest goal any of us can really achieve is like, where is your personal growth? Where is your professional growth? And do you see yourself as someone like, you know, who has learned things? Like, learning is such a big thing that people forget about. Being an intellectual, being like educating yourself on matters that you don't know. In the world we live in, like, in living in a first world country, I say this all the time, the biggest privilege that we have is that we have access to education, we have access to opportunities that we didn't know before. And that's like the biggest you can do for yourself is keep educating yourself wherever it may be, keep growing however maybe.
To add on to like plans changing, and I was talking to this with someone earlier about, you know, the pandemic and how like that, you know, has taught us, you know, that plans do change and it's okay like for things to change, and it's a place for you to grow as an individual when your plans change. And a lot of the times it's for your better, even if you don't see it right there and then. And I think that's one advice that I have, like, for freshmen and sophomores, like, it's okay that your plan changes because it will teach you
a lot about yourself and a lot about life in general.
I just want to add on to that as well, because so I am a political science and economics major, or double major, but I wasn't always that way. I started out as a bio major as a freshman because, you know, that's something my parents were more so like, yeah, that's a good idea. You know, life science, like, that's just, like, pretty generic. You can kind of do a lot of things. My dad really thought, you know, it'd be a great idea if I was a doctor, whatever. And that's something that kind of I went along with, even though I really didn't want to do that necessarily. And it took a lot for me to, like, kind of, like, accept that it was, like, I felt like I was moving backwards in the moment, but if I felt okay afterwards, because I was like, I need to accept that I'm not, like, I'm not going to be happy in the next 2 years, 4 years, 6 years, whatever. Like, every year it's going to be worse because I'm continuing towards a path that I don't want to be on. And I think that once you make that realization, even if you're moving backwards, quote unquote, you're not, because you're actually moving forwards towards the direction that you want to be, towards a place that you will be in the future. And so it made it easier to make that decision once I made that realization. And, you know, it's okay when your plans change. That's what I want to reiterate to the freshmen and the younger folks. Like, it's okay if when you get into college, your major that you thought was everything is not really what you thought it was. And you also got to remember, like, your major is different than your job. There's so many things to think about. And it's okay to experiment. It's okay to try things out. You know, it's not the end of the world. Like, you know, Yama was saying, the 20s are, you know, your time to grow and learn. And if you don't take, you know, give yourself the opportunity to do that, then you're doing yourself a disservice.
Yeah, that advice is really good. I think, especially for me, what I've taken from college is that everything is day by day. Like, you learn something new day by day. You go through struggles day by day. But eventually you learn from everything that you've gone through, and I need to take that into account and not give up after one bad day.
Mm-hmm. I think Yamuna was saying, back to what you were saying about taking your education for granted, or not, that's how I, just we do take our education for granted in some ways, and I think we lose sight of the day by day, which is what we've been talking about. So it's good to know that it's more for maybe not the final degree, but the growth that we see along the way.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Ella, you're the one who, like, Ella saw me a lot, because I remember one time, like, even when we were walking with our professor, she was like, the professor was asking her how her semester's going, and she was like, there's the least amount of credits I've ever taken, and the professor was like, oh, how many classes are you taking? She goes, 5, and then Ella goes, I didn't go to school for credits, I go for an education. Like, I don't go to take, you know, the low amount of credits, and that, like, changed my perception, because I was like, yeah, I don't pay for credits, I pay to go to school. Mm-hmm. So if I want to take the max amount of classes to keep educating myself, why shouldn't I do that? One thing that I did in my career, like, obviously UConn has a lot of electives that you have to take. And for me, like, my environmental, my E credit, my W credit, I made sure that was the least far away from business as it could be, because I knew that was my opportunity to take something I was interested in. Like, for my E-cred, I took environmental economics, hard, really hard, and it really challenged me, but I learned so much in it.
Yeah, I think even, like, for me, I'm a STEM major, but I'm part of a program that's all about business and, like, things like entrepreneurship and things like that, and that's, like, something that I'm also interested, but obviously my own major is very far away from that, so I think it's really important to open up to different things that we're interested in, but we don't get to learn every day. Because I feel like I learned a lot of different skills that I wouldn't have learned in my actual classes that I'm taking that I can still apply to my own life.
No, exactly. And the opportunity, the fact that we get an opportunity to learn these things from professors who know the best about these subjects,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, we should take advantage of that.
Yeah, we should take advantage of all our resources.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's hard to, though. I agree. Sometimes we don't know where to go.
The taking advantage of resources is very true, because, like, in that transition, so I went from bio major to poli sci, added on econ, and then I also have a minor, actually, in analytics with the business school. All these things, I would be, like, completely in shambles if I didn't have my advisor. Mm-hmm. Not all advisors are built the same. I will say that, because not all of them are great to the par that some other people are. You know, like, their people are different. I had a great one for econ, and she helped me a lot. And even with, like, you know, after I changed my major, did all that stuff, the next thing I wanted to do was apply to law school. And it turns out the person that used to handle that stuff retired. And I was like, oh, I don't know what to do. But I had great, you know, advisors that helped, you know, lead me in the right direction. And there's a pre-law society, all this other stuff that I discovered because of the talking to them, and then them telling me to talk to this other person, whatever. And, you know, another thing I did was look to my community. Like, the people around me are also in the same kind of, like, boat of, like, oh, I'm applying to law school. This is what I'm doing right now. I think that, you know, that those are the kind of resources. You forget that your community is also a resource. You know, like, look, it's just kind of, like, be open to that. You know, that's important.
I think it's hard to find a community right off the bat, too, though, at school. But it is so important to have that to rely on. I think finding a community requires a lot of effort, and also just will happen naturally at some point, mm-hmm. so you can't worry too much about it.
Yeah, no, that's very true. As, again, coming into college in COVID, I don't think, like, I really knew who I was, or, like, I really did not feel like I belonged. I didn't know, like, I was really almost scared about, like, finding, like, friends, and, like, I didn't know how to, like, I don't know who to be, you know? Yeah. I didn't know if people would like me or if people would want to be friends with me. And, like, just kind of not having that sense of belonging was really tough at first. So it obviously made it easier when things kind of, like, fell into place and everything like that. But, you know, that's its own journey, right?
Yeah, and I'm sure we all felt that way going into college at least once, and then especially you guys going into the actual workforce. I feel like we're never going to not feel that feeling of imposter syndrome. So if you want to hear more about that, come back next week. The My First Year Story podcast is a production of the University of Connecticut's undergraduate student body in collaboration with the Office of First Year Programs, Learning Communities, and Learning Community Innovation Zone. If you like this episode, please subscribe and leave a review. You can find us on your favorite podcasting platform. For more information and to listen to more episodes, visit fyp.ucon.edu/mfys. And follow us on Instagram at UConn MFYS Podcast. Stay tuned for future episodes and go Huskies!